Focus on flowers. After the Romans left England in AD 410, but before the Norman invasion in 1066, the Anglo-Saxons did not garden much, as they were too busy fighting. They always, however, kept their vineyards, as wine was necessary to them, and a few orchards survived, as well as medicinal herbs. A scholar in King Alfred's court produced a medical text which mentioned native plants, including the radish. The Domesday Book mentions cottage gardens that grew root vegetables, herbs, oats, wheat, and barley. And the early church leaders, such as St. Augustine, said that gardens were images of paradise and that plants had symbolic significance. In AD 830, St. Benedict said gardening was appropriate manual labor for monks, and monasteries should have a psychic garden, kitchen garden, cellar garden, and an orchard and a private garden for monks of high office. The Norman conquest in 1066 resulted in vast tracts of forest land being taken over by the royals, and this deprived the common people of a valuable food source as they could no longer hunt or take livestock to these areas to graze. They were deprived of food and fuel, and their diet was reduced to gruel, bread, and ale. The monasteries, however, still maintained their gardens. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on medieval gardens.